Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast, Season 2, Episode 4. Woo-hoo! You can find this podcast on iHeartRadio, Spotify, and on Apple Podcasts. Please like, subscribe, download, and tell someone else about Shawnee's Prayer. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blood scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, there is so much going on in our daily lives, Father God. There are so many distractions that happen in our daily lives, Father God. So many things, Father God, that try to knock us off course, Father God. So many things that tries to shift our focus from you and onto ourselves or onto our situations or circumstances, Father God. But Father God, I come and ask you, Father God, that regardless of what's going on in our daily lives, Father God, help us to keep our focus on you, Father God. Help us to keep our focus on the things of God. Help us to keep our focus on building up your kingdom, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, for we know, Father God, if we keep our focus on you, if we keep our focus on all things God, we know, Father God, that you will add unto us everything that we need. We know that you know our heart desires, Father God. And if we keep you first, Father God, if we, Father God, upbuild your kingdom, Father God, you will give us everything that we need, Father God. You will provide shelter for us, Father God. You will provide clothing for us, Father God. You will provide food for us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, someone is asking for a financial breakthrough on today. Someone needs a financial miracle, Father God. Someone, Father God, is in financial ruins, Father God. Lord God, someone, Father God, is contemplating maybe robbing someone else just so they can get what they need, Father God. Someone is contemplating stealing from a grocery store, Father God, just so they can feed their children, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. So I pray that you will step in for each and every person who needs you financially, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will please, Father God, continue to give us the strength that we need. Give us the holy boldness and the holy courage that we need, Father God. Give us the determination that we need, Father God, to survive daily life, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, give us the strength that we need, Father God, to continue to press our way, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to lift us up in the spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, as we come boldly to thy throne of grace, where we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need, in a time of trouble, in a time of pain, in a time of struggle, in a time of aspiration, Father God, we come to you with a humble spirit, Father God. We come asking that you will send your spirit of peace upon every person, Father God, every home, Father God, every situation, every circumstance, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for your spirit of healing, Father God, that your spirit of deliverance, Father God, will come upon every mind, every body, every soul, and every spirit, Father God. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, everyone who needs holy deliverance, Father God, that they will receive the deliverance that they need, Father God. Deliverance from past hurt. deliverance from past pain, deliverance from past trauma. Maybe somebody is still dealing with the trauma or the hurt or the resentment or the unforgiveness, Father God. I pray that you will deliver them, Father God. Deliver them from all unrighteousness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, that you will, Father God, look down upon each and every person who needs to feel your presence, Father God. Someone is at a place, Father God, where they feel not just lonely, but they feel all alone. They feel like they have no one to talk to, Father God, because maybe they have family. Maybe they have friends, but what they're going through, Father God, maybe they feel like no one can understand exactly what it is that they're going through, Father God. In the name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, for everyone who needs to feel your presence on today. Everyone that needs you to have a listening ear, Father God, to their cry, Father God, to their whims, Father God, to their quivers, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, I come and ask you, Father God, that you will allow everyone to feel your presence of love, oh God. Allow someone, Father God, to feel your warm embrace. Wrap your arms around someone, Father God. Kiss them on their cheek, Father God. Kiss them on their forehead, Father God. Kiss them on their chin, Father God, just to let them know that it's going to be okay. Just to let them know that you hear their prayer. Father God, send Father God, healing, Father God. Send a miracle their way, Father God. Someone has been waiting a mighty long time for you to answer their prayer. Someone has been waiting a mighty long time for you to deliver, Father God. For you to make ways out of no way, Father God. For you to open doors, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, that you will step in, Father God. We know that we serve our on-time God. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you don't come early and you don't come late, but you come just in the nick of time, Father God. Father God, help us not to be stressed out, Father God. Help us not to be filled with anxiety, Father God, as we wait for you to step in right on time, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But help us, Father God, to have faith, Father God, to help us to have so much faith, Father God, in the midst of our situation that it caused other people to question us while we're so calm, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I come and ask you, Father God, that your spirit of strength will fall upon all those who are feeling feeble, all those who are feeling weak, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, all those that feel like, Father God, they can't make it any longer, Father God, they can't make it any further, Father God, give them that supernatural push, that supernatural strength, Father God. I pray, Father God, that your spirit of salvation, Father God, will fall upon each and every person upon this land, my God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for every living soul, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, Father God, that they will get to know who you are, Father God, and the pardon of their sin, my God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord God, I come to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Asking your Father God to deliver someone from drugs on today. Deliver them from alcoholism, oh God. Deliver them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, from prostitution, from stripping, Father God. Deliver them from gambling, Father God. In the name of Jesus, deliver them from boosting and stealing, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, look down upon all these people, Father God, who carjack other people, Father God. Lord God, I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will look down upon their souls, Father God. Allow them to know that there's a better way to do things, Father God, that they don't have to hurt others. They don't have to steal for other people, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, look down upon those, Father God, who are in other countries, Father God, and all they want is just to get to the United States of America, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray for them, Father God. I pray for every immigrant, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray for those, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, who are coming over here illegally, Lord God. I pray for their souls, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for every legal resident of the United States of America. I pray for every citizen of the United States of America. I pray, Father God, for every person all around the world, Father God. It doesn't matter what continent we live on, Father God, what hemisphere we live in, oh God. I pray for each and every person around this world, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. It doesn't matter, Father God, in the name of Jesus, what our race is, Father God. It doesn't matter whether we are female or male, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray for every person, Father God, whether they are Christian or not, God. I pray for their soul, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will step into every situation, every circumstance, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will turn it around for somebody, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Step in like a rushing mighty wind, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Turn it around expeditiously, Father God. Do it suddenly, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For we know that you are the God of suddenly, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You can make things happen suddenly, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You can turn our business around suddenly, Father God. You can turn our hearts, minds, soul, and spirits around suddenly, Father God. You can turn our situations around suddenly, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray that whatever the situation is, my God, that you will do it suddenly for us, Father God. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for being our provider. Thank you for being our healer. Thank you for being our way maker, Father God. Thank you for being the supplier of all of our need, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Thank you for being all that we need, Father God. Even when we don't think we need you, Father God. Thank you for being faithful when we're not faithful, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Father God. I praise you and I honor you and I glorify you, my God. There's nobody like you, Lord God. Hallelujah, my God. I thank you in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. Step in right now, God. Turn it around, Father God. Make it all right, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Send money into the bank accounts. Send money, Father God, into the mailboxes. Send money into our hands, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I know you can do it. I know that you can make a way, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, somebody is waiting on you, Father God. Help them, Father God, as they continue to wait, Father God. Wait for you to show up, Father God. Waiting for you to make a difference in their lives, in the lives of their family and friends, my God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I praise you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I lift thee up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Nobody like you, God. There's nobody like my God. Nobody can do me like my Jesus, oh God. I don't care what no one else says, Father God. I know that you are the true and living God. You are the true and living Christ, and for that I say thank you. Thank you for allowing me to know you and a pardon of my sin, my God. Lord, I thank you, Father God. I praise you and I honor you, my God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray you. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. I pray that this prayer reach you in your soul. I pray that this prayer will help you to hold on. I pray that this prayer to give you the strength that you need to continue to believe in God, Continue to stand 10 toes down in his word. Continue to have faith in him. Continue to trust him. And to continue to know that he will give you peace. He will give you joy. He will give you strength. He will give you whatever it is that you need from him. But you just have to hold on. God bless you and God bless you.